in our next set of news items, construction and destruction feature. The UK Supreme Court has turned down former Green City and councillor Dr. Andrew Boswell's application for his legal challenges over Norfolk schemes to be heard there. It means work to dual sections of the A47 between North Tuddenham and Easton and from Blowfield to North Burlingham can now start. Officials at National Highways, the government company responsible for the road, had been forced to pause work on the projects, along with a revamp for the Thickthorn roundabout on the edge of Norwich, because of the long-running court battle. They said Dr. Boswell's challenge had delayed the projects by 20 months and added tens of millions of pounds to their costs due to soaring inflation. Dr. Boswell had already seen his crowdfunded case thrown out by the High Court and the Court of Appeal. He said he was disappointed for our children and grandchildren, who will have to live with the rapidly destabilising climate. When transport creates more carbon pollution than anything else we do, it is not okay to build road schemes in Norfolk and not even attempt to assess the combined climatic damage.
A controversial scheme which will see police in Norfolk no longer responsible to mental health calls will begin next week, despite fears from campaigners that it could cost lives. Norfolk Constabulary's introduction of the so-called Right Care, Right Person protocol was placed on hold earlier this year following the deaths of four family members in Cossey. But the force has now confirmed the start date for the contentious approach, which will see officers attend mental health-related call-outs only if there is an immediate risk to life. The constabulary says the measure will free up officers to focus on crime prevention and investigation, while aiming to ensure people in crisis are responded to by the appropriate medical professionals. But campaigners fear the region's already overstretched mental health services will not be able to cope, and the move will put lives at risk. The controversial model is already in use by several police forces across the country. Under the approach, police will still attend mental health-related incidents in which there is an immediate threat to life, but officers will not attend routine welfare checks related to mental health or accompany patients in hospital while they await assessment. In 2023, Norfolk Constabulary received almost 23,000 calls requesting welfare checks. Officers attended in 12,638 cases.
A former Army Cadet Centre in Norwich could become a care home after plans were put forward to convert it. Neil Farrow has applied to Norwich City Council to turn the interior of the Cadet Training Centre in Hillary Avenue near Mousehold Heath into rooms for six live-in occupants. The two-storey building is currently being used as a store for Automatic Carbon Reduction Limited, Mr. Farrow's company. Inside is 530 square feet of floor space, which would see four bathrooms, six bedrooms, a kitchen and a living space installed if the application is successful. Outside is space for six cars and the care home would employ three full-time workers. According to the Norfolk Record Office, the training centre was built for the MOD between June 1994 and January 1995. It is unknown when it closed for use as an Army Cadets headquarters, however. As part of the application, a bat survey was carried out to determine if they were roosting in the roof, but no signs of bats were found.
Controversial plans to spend millions of pounds to create a new Norfolk Country Park to help the council hit its tree planting targets have stalled. Norfolk County Council leaders have confirmed the proposal, which would involve County Hall buying about 800 acres of land, is currently under review. A year ago, the Conservative-controlled council, which recently agreed £42 million of cuts and savings, said it intended to buy land using taxpayers' money to create the country park. The council said 500,000 trees could be planted on that land to help hit its aim of planting 1 million new trees by 2025, which the authority set in November 2019. But the proposal came in for criticism from opposition councillors, who branded it a desperate bid by Tory leaders to avoid the embarrassment of failing to hit its tree planting target, rather than a carefully considered proposal. At a recent meeting of the council's cabinet, Labour County Councillor Chrissy Rumsby, who represents Norwich's Mile Cross division, questioned what had happened to the plan. James Bensley, the council's cabinet member for Environment and Waste, said, "The case for woodland creation in Norfolk is a strong one, not only to help fulfil our commitment to plant 1 million trees across the county, but to help provide important benefits such as carbon storage, biodiversity, and areas for recreation."
Council leaders are pinning their hopes that a tax windfall from new charges on second homes could help plug a multi-million pound gap and prevent them having to make cuts. Norfolk County Council anticipates its coffers will be boosted by millions of pounds through extra charges on properties which are not principal residences. The county's district councils, except Breckland, Broadland and South Norfolk, intend to bring in the new charge from next April, which would double what owners of second homes pay. Places such as Burnham Market, Hunstanton, Brancaster, Wells and Blakeney are among Norfolk's second homes hotspots. Conservative-led County Hall, which is planning on a 2.99% increase in its share of the council tax next year, would benefit hugely from an injection of extra cash as it grapples to find £44 million of cuts and savings in 2025-26, on top of £42 million agreed this year. About three quarters of council tax cash goes to the county council, with the rest going to the districts, the police and crime commissioner, and town parish councils. County Hall has said it is too early to put a figure on how much extra it would generate, but in a report, officers stated it could bring in significant additional income.
Worries about a lack of school spaces have been raised as development work for 1,000 homes in the city continues to fall into place. Norwich City Council last week lodged details of plans for Phase 4 of a housing project on the land south of Clover Hill Road in Beauthorpe. Once complete, the 89-home scheme, led by Lion Homes Norwich, the housing arm of the City Council, would be part of the 1,000-home, three-score development. Phase 4 would see 89 homes, 30 of which are earmarked as affordable housing, built on the plot. The land was earmarked for homes in the 1980s, with outline permission for the 1,000-home site given in 2013, and plans for Phase 4 being lodged in January. However, Labour City Councillor for Beauthorpe, Mike Sands, said the initial intentions included a school, but this was dropped.
Two key groups fighting for sea defences in Hemsby have condemned the government after it snubbed the council's request for more support in areas affected by erosion. Norfolk County Council has still yet to receive a response to a letter they sent to the government 4 months ago, urging it to shell out more money to protect the county from coastal erosion. The letter, which also called for changes to the way the government calculates how much money areas get to tackle erosion, was delivered to the Environment Secretary, Steve Barclay, at the end of January. Hemsby has been one of the areas most severely affected by erosion, having lost 25 homes to the sea in the past decade. Around the same time the council's letter was sent to Mr. Barclay, a hand-delivered petition was sent straight to Number 10. Signed by people from Hemsby and delivered by members of the campaign group Save Hemsby Coastline, SHC, and the Independent Lifeboat, the petition only received a response at the end of April. The petition's response, signed by Environment Undersecretary Robbie Moore, read, "Local authorities with their communities are best placed to understand their coasts and to develop the most appropriate approaches to managing risk through shoreline management plans." The letter continued that £8 million had been designated to the authority as part of its Resilient Coasts project, exploring alternatives to coastal defences. It also reiterated that the borough's shoreline management approach for Hemsby's coastline is managed by realignment. However, both the petition and the council's letter urged a change to the criteria to allow the impact of coastal erosion has on tourist economies, such as the approximate £80 million generated in Hemsby each year. But no response was given to this plea.